Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner is supporting a federal lawsuit that aims to reverse a $500 million cut in Department of Justice grants for public safety and anti-violence programs. Krasner contends that President Trump actually wants to see an increase in urban crime in order to justify a federal crackdown.
Why did he want there to be crime so much when it could not have been more false?
And the answer is real simple, because that's how you get a military coup. That's how you justify calling the National Guard in. That's how you reinforce your racist false messaging about immigrants. That's how you talk in coded language.
The district attorney says serious crime in Philadelphia is actually at a 50-year low, due in part to the programs the federal government is attempting to defund. Krasner this week signed on to a legal brief supporting the lawsuit against the Department of Justice. Philadelphia City Council members are urging the Parks and Rec Commissioner to stop using chemicals. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports a bill passed back in 2020 bans synthetic herbicides at city playgrounds, rec centers, and parks.
Speaking at a council hearing, Councilmember Nina Ahmad said the Parks Commission has to stop using chemicals.
No other way to put it. It is poison. We don't need it. We need to reform how we do these things. Yes, the Parks and Recs have to figure out what the alternatives are, and they had 4 years to do it.
Parks and Recreation Commissioner Susan Slauson said using natural methods such as plant acids failed. She added, while goats helped clear invasive plants, the roots remained and the weeds grew back. Officials say they continue to review ways to naturally manage the city's green spaces. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Mostly sunny skies on this Tuesday afternoon. A few puffy clouds up above Philadelphia right now. About 80 degrees in Center City. Temperatures overnight get down into the mid-60s. Tomorrow we're expecting a warm and sunny day. Mostly clear. Slightly warmer than today, actually, with highs getting into the mid-80s. For Thursday, it could be warm. We're looking at around 90.